Hello, hello, hello. It is Antoinette, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, coming to you on Tech Talk Tuesday. That's right, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. we will be talking technology. Do you want to talk about podcasting? Do you want to talk about blogging? Do you want to talk about vlogging? How about Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook? Whatever it is that you want to talk about, I want to talk about it too. I am the boomer who blogs with a millennial mind, and I'm learning each and every day. So here on Tech Talk Tuesday, we're going to talk about technology. And my favorite topic is always going to be your favorite topic. Or should I say, your favorite topic will always be my favorite topic. You know what? You can find and follow me on all my social media platforms. Just use the hashtag Delaware Blogger and I'll pop up all over the place. Again, this is Antoinette from Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello, hello. It is Tech Talk Tuesday. That's right. Tech Talk Tuesday, where I come to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. to talk technology. And we're going to continue this series on podcasting. That's right. We're going to talk about podcasting styles. What style is right for you? Now, when I first started my podcast several years ago, I'm not even going to tell you how long ago it was, but when I started, it was first just me. That's right. Just me talking for 30, 45, sometimes 90 minutes. Let me tell you, it was boring. Now, it may not have been boring to my guests, but it began to become very boring to me. So I changed it up and I started with the interview style. Yep. I love interviewing guests. There are so many advantages to interviewing guests, and there are a few, you know, cons of interviewing podcast guests, but we'll talk about that after a while. Right now, let's start with one of the pros. The pros is it gives you more content to cover. That's right. Depending on your guest, you can cover anything from authors to auto mechanics. It all depends on your style. So it's not always going to be you, your same voice, your same, you know, talk. It's going to have a variety. That is one of the great reasons of doing an interview style podcast, because you're learning from others. You're sharing their information. And guess what? When you're sharing their information, you are getting more promotional points. Why? Because people are going to want to not only listen to you, but to listen to your guests. So now you've just opened up your audience a little bit wider. That's cool too. And you know what? When you are interviewing, you are doing it from the comfort of your own home. Not to say that you're not doing it from the comfort of your own home in a solo, but what it happens is it makes your comfortable, your guests feel very comfortable too. Because all you need is what? A microphone or a computer. And I use Zoom. That's right. I pre-record my podcast on Zoom. And you know why? Because it provides more flexibilities. And you can interview people on the West Coast, on the East Coast, in this country, in another country, because it does not matter, because the time zones won't mess you up if you can schedule a pre-record. So use Zoom to pre-record your podcast, and then you can promote it, and you can share it, and you can upload it on a time that's convenient for yourself, but you're creating a schedule that's convenient for yourself and for your guests. Now, when you are scheduling guests, some people say it might be difficult. Now, I'm going to disagree, especially now, because when you use the term podcast, people's ears perk up. They want to listen to podcasts. They want to subscribe to podcasts. And guess what? they want to be on a podcast. So head over to LinkedIn and, you know, put in a search using the hashtag podcast, or join some of the communities on Facebook and the Gram looking for podcast guests. I bet you you're going to find plenty that want to sign up to be a guest on your podcast, because you know what? It's easy for them. All they have to do is dial in or log in and talk. They don't have to set it up. They don't have to edit it. They don't have to promote it. They don't have to do anything. So it makes it easier for them. So booking guests may be difficult if people don't know who you are, but it's becoming easier every day. Now, you do have to work around someone else's schedule. For me, I work from home, so my schedule is pretty flexible. But you're going to want to have to take into consideration the times and days that your guests are available. So sometimes if you have to work around it, that can cause a problem. But if you're flexible, your guests will be flexible and you can get it in. And 45 minutes max is what I do, and it goes by quickly. It's almost like having a conversation. My guests always tell me it's like having a coffee conversation. They felt like we were just chit-chatting, and that's the style of Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Now, you do want to do a little research, but I'll tell you what, here's a tip. Send a form to your guests and ask them to complete it so that you have all the information that you need, and then you can use that for your Q&A script. Don't forget, you want your guests to do the talking. You want to be doing the listening, and you want to take notes so that when there's that break in the conversation, you can ask questions or reiterate what they said. So the research is going to take a little bit, but if you get that information in advance, it's not that difficult. You're not like you're reaching out to somebody that you've never talked to, because you're not that you've never talked to them, but you've never heard them, because they're sending the information to you. Now, one pro that I have to say, one con I have to say, is your fate of your audio can sometimes be in the guest's hands, meaning they may decide to call in using their Bluetooth from their vehicle, and the audio sometimes is not the best, or there's kids in the background, or there's dogs barking, or there's something going on, they're rustling papers. Sometimes you need to stop and ask them to go to a different location, or ask them, are they having difficulty in a room? Because again, you don't need all that extra noise in the background. So that's one thing that can be, you know, kind of problematic. But if you pre-record, you can always stop and start or reschedule. So those are just a few pros and a few cons of doing a podcast interview style. Let me know what you prefer. Do you like to do interview style, or do you do solo, or do you host? So next week, we're going to talk about solo podcasting. Remember how I said I did that for the first couple of years, 30, 60, 90 minutes. And for me, it was boring. Right now, I'm so done. That's why I do these mini Tech Talk Tuesdays, 10 minutes tops. I'm ready to go. So again, if you would like me to answer any questions on Tech Talk Tuesday, just send an email to techtalktuesday@gmail.com. Find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag Delaware Blogger, and make sure that you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. So I don't know what you're doing, but I hope it's wonderful. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Thank you all for listening into Tech Talk Tuesday, where we come every Tuesday at 2 o'clock to talk all things technology. We can talk about blogging, podcasting. We can talk about Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Snapchat, or the Gram. Whatever the case may be, let me know and we will see if we can get it on Tech Talk Tuesday. Now, if you'd like a topic to talk about on Tech Talk Tuesday, send an email to techtalktuesday@gmail.com. That's right, techtalktuesday @gmail.com. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.